assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Don't go anywhere.
Yes.
Because this is a train wreck that's about to happen.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Proof will be in the pudding.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. Sun continues to shine on the best city in the world. And there's a nice couple of hours coming up in front of you.
Yeah.
Tom Liberatore.
Tommy.
Premiership star. Bailey Fritch. Premiership star. We need to have a little intervention. Hose, I think you're aware of where things are at.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's behaviour's got so bad that we're going to have an on-air intervention.
Good. Mm. About time.
So that's coming up. A little topics, Brayshaw. See, that's I'm being rewarded on the running sheet for continued excellence.
Flog.
Hello to you, Willis.
What's up, dog?
What is this?
How are you, Jimmy boy? How good is
that intervention start now?
No, we're going to have to wait until the back end.
How good is this weather, by the way?
It's unbelievably
good. But guess what? It's the Warrnambool 3-day meeting, Jim. The Bull, and that means rain. Every time there's races for this May Carnival, it rains, so stand by.
Oh.
If it's not tomorrow, it'll be Thursday.
Well, yeah, but Warrnambool's 3 hours away, Bill. So and it can rain down there.
No, no, and the rain comes from there.
Oh, right, Warrnambool rain.
I'm the Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah.
I know what's
Which
happened.
I don't reckon you are.
And it goes through Geelong, and then it comes here to a Melbourne town. Good to see you, Rosemary.
Up towards Fulford Brownless. All he needs to do is kick a behind and Geelong will hold the record score. Brownless kicks a behind. There's the siren. Geelong today, May the 3rd, 1992, have kicked the all-time VFL, AFL record score, 37-17, 239.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Rose. Yeah. See that and that's, important
that's,
behind?
That's nice. For you, and to be able to think back and go, I kicked the behind.
From 50. From 50, which got us the world record.
Yeah.
Well done, Bill.
From 50.
Just say well done.
No, it wouldn't have been from 50.
It was. Start.
Why didn't you kick a goal?
Because I was tired. I'd done a lot that
day.
Oh,
you were tired.
I played centre-half back, centre-half forward.
Three.
Started centre-half back.
Kicked three.
Yep.
In 37 goals.
Well, I started at. You got your ears on? Fair dinkum.
They talked about this on the Marty Sheargold show this morning, and producer Will wasn't very kind about it. Should I play that?
Yes, go on.
What did that flop?
Yes. I said to Will, Billy must have kicked more than a behind that day. Come on, seriously.
Yeah, so of the 37 goals, Billy kicked three, which is a little underwhelming for Bill.
Oh, Will said that, did he?
So there 34 other goal kickers.
Yes, there was. We shared them around, Jim.
Even.
Did you? Yeah. We shared them around. I played some out back.
I don't reckon you did.
See, this is where I get frustrated. Hit the bloody rat thing.
That's like, before we get to that, that's like me being involved in a team that made 590 and making 30 of them.
Well,
it's not something you talk about.
A partnership with you and Darren Lehman was 300.
Where we made 270.
And he made 270.
I still wouldn't talk about it.
There you go, you flog.
Ready? Okay.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Jimmy boy, we're going to start with basketball today. And what about this?
You can make your dreams a reality if you believe in them.
Oh, my God.
No one else believed. They did. Tasmania, in their debut season, are off to the grand final.
Now, the Jackies.
The Jackies defeated Melbourne United 76-73. Jim, this is an absolute fairy tale.
Miracle. First year, it's a miracle.
It is.
To have a start-up team get into the grand final is quite extraordinary. With no big superstars.
That's right. You have a look at the roster. No superstars.
Yep.
Play as a team. And they have United Tasmania.
Mm.
And that's good for the footy. Mm. This is very good start for the footy.
Where do they play their games?
They play in Hobart.
So
out at
did anyone from the north come down
I
and watch?
I think they played two games in Launceston sold them out there.
The final
around.
Was in Glenorchy on the weekend.
Oh, Glenorchy.
Was it?
Crikey.
Yes, on Saturday.
That's where their head office is, or that's their main stadium out there, out near the racing track.
That's in the north, isn't it? Glenorchy from what?
No, Glenorchy's Hobart.
Is it?
Right, yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. Don't look at
I'm
me
Googling
like that.
It.
But, Jim.
Google it, Hose. Don't take his word
Glenorchy
for it.
Glenorchy is in Hobart. They'll ring in now. only 3 or 4 weeks ago, Jim, when there was only 5 sides in it, because Perth were in it, everyone thought Perth will get in the top 4, and then the Jack Jumpers will be the one they'll miss out.
Yes.
They were 250 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
250 to 1, and now they're in the grand final, and sorry?
Yep, you're right.
Oh, of course, I'm a Hobartian.
You are not a Hobartian.
I am.
Your brother is.
Well, I am. I go there a lot. So well done to the Jack Jumpers. That is unbelievable. Hey,
Chris, it is in the north of Hobart.
Yeah. Oh, see.
You were right.
It's right in fact.
It's next
door. I can't be wrong.
It's next door to the
Rio. I know that because there's nothing south Hobart.
It's next door to the racing track out there,
very
Jimmy.
Good, yeah. Very good.
Chris Golding didn't play. Hurt his
what
calf.
Happened to the gold man?
He hurt his calf in the warm-up, so that hurt
well, that
them,
hurts
Jim. So game one, a Friday, 6th of May, this Friday, Sydney Kings take on the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Well done to them. That is an amazing achievement. They all should be very, very proud. I'm sure they are.
They haven't won it yet, but it's a bit
it's a great achievement.
Leicestershire? Was it when they won the soccer?
Oh, Leicester City.
Leicester City. Yeah. A bit like that, isn't it? A bit of a fairy tale.
Yes.
Well,
they're not a startup team, Leicester City. They've been around for many, many years, but yes, yeah. Equally unlikely.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. Mitchie Robinson, who plays for Brisbane, of course, he said if the Jack Jumpers win tonight and the grand final, he's going to get the logo tattooed on.
Is he?
On his bum, I think, because he likes the Tassies. Well,
most of his body's covered.
Have a listen to Nuffy Mitch cheering.
Let's go! Tassie! First year, let's do it.
Probably shouldn't have played
that. I don't know whether that audio was necessary.
No. Can I just show you the Herald Sun today, Jimmy boy?
Yes.
Look at that. Nice photo, action shot there. Nice headline. Jack hammered. Okay.
Yes.
Nice article. Look, good. See?
Yes.
Have a look at the score.
Oh, no.
Melbourne United 76, Jack Jumpers 73.
That's not right.
No, it's not right. Bill. Jack Jumpers won.
That's it.
Yeah, so.
I think.
Just.
Well, I reckon they would have got it right down in the Hobart Leader or whatever.
Yeah, the Times
or
whatever.
Mercury.
The Mercury down there.
They would have got
exactly.
it right down there, Fat.
Oh, I know, but that's, anyway, someone will be getting a nice little kick in the bum tonight.
What else have you got in your wrap, or is it just purely NBL?
A bit of footy. Maxie Holmes has got the syndesmosis.
Ankle syndesmosis.
And he was going all right too, the young fella at the Cattery there, so he might be out. Harry Taylor is the strength and conditioning man down there. He said he'll be out for a couple of weeks.
Right.
North Melbourne youngster Jason Horne Francis is
finally
the NAB rising star.
Should have happened a month ago. I said that to you.
He's
a quality player, that young man.
He's averaged 19 disposals, 10 contested possessions, and he's played the 7 games. And considering the team, he's had a really good year.
Bill, that's what I love about him. He's a big body. He smashes in. He plays like he's been around for 10 years.
Exactly. Good boy. Good boy. Are you going to keep him?
Of course we are. 7 games in, Bill.
There's smoke.
No, have a listen. Have a listen to this half witch.
Yeah, go on.
Smoke. Well, yeah, I'll tell you where he's not going.
Well, Geelong?
No.
Home sick.
No, he's staying, Bill.
All right.
He's good.
AFLW, Daisy Pearce is going around again.
Yeah, saw that.
Not sure what she was going to do, but she's going to go around again. So well done to Daisy.
Yep.
And Jimmy boy, here it is here.
Oh, no.
The 3-day carnival. Every man and his dog is down at Warrnambool, Jim, except
Seriously?
Me.
Seriously? How bloody good is the Bill?
Look at that. There's 10 races today.
Look at that, he says, holding up the race form.
No sure one for radio.
For radio, yeah.
10 races today, Jim. 10 races tomorrow. 10 on Thursday.
Yeah, when's the big steeplechaser?
Well, the grand annual steeplechase on Thursday.
Thursday.
150 years old.
5Ks or something, isn't it? How far?
5-5. It's 5.
You can't have
it's
a race.
It's 5,500 over the steeples.
Wow.
It's 150 years old. That race, and also the Warrnambool Cup. So we'll try and get Rick McIntosh on.
Yeah,
seriously, how bloody good is the Bill?
That is him.
That's what they used to do, Fat, in the old days. If you had a runner that wasn't going too well, send them over the jumps.
Exactly, exactly. If they're no good flat, put them over the jumps.
Put them over the jumps.
Then they come back and a whooshka.
Suddenly they realise that the flat's a bit easier. So, all right, Bill.
Hang on, Glenorchy is a suburb of Hobart. So you got
north.
It right, Bill.
No, I said north.
You got it right, Bill.
Did I say North Hose?
Yes.
Tom Liberatore to join us next.
Tommy!
Yes, please.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the arse.
No. Jim. Blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
When he's not tackling everyone and everything in sight, our next guest can also kick handy snags.
Liberatore snaps it across his shoulder. Oh. Has it got the legs? You bet it has. This game's alive again.
Before the Doggies face Port Adelaide on Friday, please welcome Tom Liberatore.
Friday night football for the Doggies over in Adelaide. Mm. And this man is a star. 180 games, premiership player, best and fairest. We know all about it. Welcome, Tommy.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Well, how are you going? Things look like they're rolling a bit better at the kennel. Nice on the weekend.
Yeah, just quietly. Just had to get one away and, off we go to the next one, eh?
I tell you what, Bart, you're up against Port, who have finally won a couple in a row. So it's going to be a tough one over there in Adelaide, Tommy.
Yeah, I was watching the end of the game on Saturday night. I was like, oh, just their luck. They just start get going as we've got them over there. So that'll be good. Looking forward to it.
Robbie Gray, Tommy, is there a more freakish man to have the ball in his hands late in the game?
Nah, probably not. But I'll be able to run him down with my top speed, mate.
Your pace, you'll get him. Your pace. Hey, I'll tell you what was good. Different goal kickers on the weekend. McNeil, 3. Mitchy Wallace, Dunkley. Robbie McComb?
Yeah.
Who's he?
He's a goal kicker now. it was good. It was good to have a bit of an even spread and give Naughty a break, even though he set up most of them. But it was good. Yeah,
and
good spread.
Mitchy Wallace, mate, obviously family tragedy during the week, so great for him to kick a couple early and the players to get around him.
Yeah, certainly it was good. Good to have him down there, and it's good to see him back playing some good footy.
Now, tell me about Cody Waitman, because he goes about the game a little differently to yourself, Libby. You're pretty understated and roll your sleeves up and get to the cold face, and Cody's got a different way of going about it. How have you gone with him?
Really good. I think the way he goes about it, he might be overshadowed by his excitement after the goal, but certainly the way he goes about it in terms of ball pressure and work rate, we know he's having the ball. That's definitely inspires us and sets the tone for his fellow forwards.
How do you go? And I'm being serious here. You're an old school footballer, and you got Cody. You've got Bailey Smith. You've got these cats coming in with the mullets. Big Naughty, as you mentioned, that they wouldn't go past the mirror too often without stopping. It's a different setup. The young footballers now.
Well, he's very quick to forget, JB. You don't remember my haircut from Vietnam a few years ago.
Everyone's trying to forget it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I've certainly been there. So, mate, I'll slowly mature, I think, as I have.
Oh, he's matured, has he? So, no new tattoos. I was actually stopped the telly the other night. Have you got a mobile phone number tattoo? I was trying to write it down.
That's me. Mate's mum's number. I think she. Yeah. Nah. Long story, but I think she. I think it's now out of service. Yeah.
And bar me, you got my bar me or something on there?
Yeah, I'm pretty partial to a pork roll down back of the street.
Jeez, that's good.
Well, the one I love is the Rolling Stones. As a 40-year Rolling Stones fan, I love the fact that you got the tongue on there.
It's a bit of a tribute to Mum as well. She's always made sure I've had a good taste in music.
Ah, that's gold. How's Bevo been? The big bandito moustache, and he's been a bit grumpy. Is he sort of, he would have been happier on the weekend?
He's been all right, yeah. He gets a bad rap, I think. You've run with that round one story for a bit, so, but he's been pretty good. Otherwise, I think. Could have come down a bit too after a good win. So, looking forward to this week.
Who is Robbie McComb? I asked you that before. He's been 4 years in the VFL, hasn't he? And he gets a run, kicks a few goals, which is a great story, Thomas.
Yeah, he's a blue, isn't he? He played with us in the VFL for a few years, and then we picked him up over pre-season. He's a bit different to a bit similar to me, actually, a bit more old school. And roll his sleeves up tight, so he's good.
Now, what about Tommy? After the grand final, I just went with Mum and Dad down to a restaurant on the beach at Perth.
Yes.
And had a quiet bite to eat with them, and then I needed to go and have a slash.
This is going in a bad direction, this story.
I just turned right, and I ran into Libba, I said, hey, Tommy, how you going? He's looked at me, and he's gone, mate, I haven't got a pen.
Oh, just thought it was someone else wanting an autograph, did you?
Someone else wanted me.
No, that is.
Come on,
mate,
Tommy.
That is not true at all. Well, no, well crafted, very well crafted.
I liked it. I got a giggle out of it, Tommy.
Really untrue.
I thought it was very good. Very good.
Which day was this?
There was next,
he can't remember.
Next day. It was next Sunday. Your dad had a decent time of it, of course, and so you bloody should have, by the way. So
looking over the water, were we?
Yeah, there was no criticism from me. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, exactly.
My sincere apologies.
It was good.
No. 180 games now, Libba. The old man played 283, so you got 103 to catch. How long will you be around?
No, you got to make a few adjustments. Can we train 5 days a week? They train 3 days a week. A bit more criticism mentally, so it's probably about even, I reckon.
Mate, it was tougher back in those days. It was tougher back then. Harder, out and go harder at night and things like that.
No GPSs behind the goals vision.
Yeah, Bill. No GPSs or behind the goal vision was
Libba's point. Where's Libba gone to? He's gone to Dunny or something, has he? Where you gone, Libba?
What's that?
No, we just lost you. We did just lose you. As we let you go, you were sneaking forward early on. You're back now at the coal face. You'd prefer that, wouldn't you?
Wherever the coach puts you.
We've lost him completely. He came out of the dunning, then went back in.
He had the mobile phone number on his tattooed.
I love him, mate. I reckon he's quality, Libba. Love the way he rolls, and I obviously love the way he plays footy.
Want him on your side.
Universally respected.
Exactly right.
That's the right way to say it.
Spot on, yeah.
All right, well, we appreciate Libba's time. Sorry he dropped out just at the end.
He just hung up.
Well, he shut the door. He left the door open for a minute so he could half hear him, and in the end he's just shutting the door on these blokes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly. All right, when have you said sucked in? 133353 is the number.
Why?
Well, I'm washing my car today, Bill. I get back from Perth.
Yes.
And a bird had crapped all over my car.
Never taking her out again.
Bill, I'm telling you, it was everywhere. Not just on the windscreen.
A big one.
I think it had circled it, targeted it.
Well, how big's a bird?
I think it was bombing it.
No.
Because I looked above, Bill, and there's no power right on top of the car. And the tree was only right at the very back.
So the wind.
And yet it had taken it all down one side.
Personal.
It was personal. This poxy bird had basically bombed my car. So I'm like, all right, I'll go and get it washed. So up from my joint is one of those places where you can either go with the spinning of the bloody plastic things,
or
you can go you can do that too, but you can go through the one where it's no soft touch. In other words, nothing actually touches your car. I prefer that one.
Well, do you? See, I like doing the work.
I pull up there, Bill, and it's got the bucket for the wheels with the broom and the bucket for the windows with the broom. The soap in the bucket for the windows with the broom is pink.
Pink.
And the wheels is green.
Right.
And as you've just heard, I had some work to do with the brooms. I had to get rid of the bird poo. So, Bill, I grab the bucket with the pink stuff and I start getting rid of the bird poo. And as I'm doing it, it's windy.
Windy?
Well, down the bayside today was windy. Anyway, I'm working away, and then it started to dry out a little bit at the end of the broom. So I had to go back and dunk it in the pink stuff again.
And
just as I picked it up out of the bucket to go and apply it to the car, massive gust of wind, pink soap from head to toe.
All over Jim.
All over Jim.
Sucked in.
So I'm thinking, nah. No, that's not good. I had sort of semi-white shorts on.
Yes.
So then I look around. There's a bloke sitting in his car waiting to go into his bay, pissing himself.
And he's
sucked in. He said, look at that fool's head.
Yeah.
And he's just gone sucked in. So, Bill, if the boot had been on the other foot, I would have roared someone else.
Yeah,
I think it's one of life's great pleasures.
Yes.
Roaring at someone else's misfortune.
Oh, absolutely.
When they trip.
Yes.
It's the best fun thing you can do.
Down the street and they just walk along and trip.
Yeah, or they don't see a pole coming up and then they just turn around and go bonk. So when have you said sucked in recently? 133353 is the number. What are we giving away, please, Rosemary?
Oh, let's give away something from St Andrews Beach Brewery. You can find St Andrews Beach Brewery's range of award-winning beers from select thirsty Camel stores across Victoria. I'll have a $100 voucher to give away.
$100. I like it, $100. Now, 1-3-3-5-3, ring us now. When have you said sucked in?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
Triple M. And yes. It's topics, Brayshaw.
So of course it is. Good. And look at the book. She's full. 1-3-3-5-3, when have you said sucked in? Anthony first from Hoppers Crossing.
G'day, Anthony.
G'day, how you going?
Good. When did you say sucked in?
Well, I was actually on my way to the Geelong v Brisbane game down in, you know, at good old Geelong.
Beautiful.
This guy behind me on the freeway was in more of a rush than me. Mm-hmm. Come up behind me in the right-hand lane, high beam slashing. So I moved across, about 150, 200 metres up the road, highway patrol. Pulled out, got him.
Got him. Got him.
Stay there, Anthony.
Listening, sucked in.
Oh, stay there, mate. That's the spirit of what we're
That's
doing
it,
here, Bill.
Jim,
Jim in Jollymont. Hello, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you going?
Say hello to Jim. Jim.
No, he did.
Yeah, yeah. Similar story. I was walking over the footbridge near the MCG. All the Collingwood supporters were streaming out. Obviously, they had a good wind, and there was a couple of young guys absolutely giving it to some Gold Coast supporters, and felt for them. Like, I mean, they travelled all that way down and copped a loss.
Yep. Yeah.
And the guy just kept going on and going and going on. And next thing, whoosh, gust of wind, and the Collingwood hat went over the side into the rail yards.
The wind again, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
The wind again.
Intervened. Yep. Stay there, Jim. Blake in Somerville.
Hello, Blakey.
Hey, boys. Yeah, look, on the weekend, brother was filling up the wheelbarrow, bit of a hill. Just as he got to his last scoop, wheelbarrow fell over. Sucked in.
To his brother.
Hey, Blake, I don't reckon there's any more glorious a sucked in than when you can land one on your brother.
Oh, mate. Yeah, especially your older brother.
Yeah. Perfect. That is magnificent.
He filled the wheelbarrow up, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. I heard the story. Yeah. Josh Campbell's Creek.
Joshy.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Good, Joshy. How's Campbell's Creek today?
Yeah, a bit overcast, a bit fresh. Yeah, so
you know where
not
it is,
the
Jim?
Nice no, sunny weather you're having.
It's dusty from near Castlemaine.
Castlemaine, even. Righto. Josh, what happened sucked in?
Yeah, so I was at the footy, the AFL, on the weekend, Essendon Bulldogs. Yeah. And I was sitting there, and there was this absolute tool in front of me, just carrying on, swearing like a trooper in front of kids, families, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Really poor behaviour. And he eventually got kicked out by security. Security moved him on. But as he was walking through the aisles, I just had enough of him. So tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, mate, guess what? Sucked in.
Sucked in.
Guess what?
Bill, there's no excuse for that.
No.
There are ladies, young kids. Girls, kids. Mate. You don't. The behaviour has to be appropriate for them
be
to be out of here. I agree with
and
that.
And well done to security for doing that. That's what they're there for.
And
so,
Nicole in Sydney. Hello, Nick.
Nico.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Nico.
My 7-year-old son decided to try and tease me as we were walking through a car park headed into the movies, calling me a picklehead, and walked straight into a car mirror because he was too busy having fun. So a moment of excellent parenting from me. Instead of asking how he was, it was just a sucked in and burst out laughing.
Hey, what's he calling you, a picklehead?
Yeah, picklehead. He's 7. He's going through that phase of, you know, what I can say and what I can't say.
Every now and then, Nick, the karma train runs them over. Yep. The young ones, they got to learn it.
Exactly.
I like that. Stay on the line. Who else we got, Rosemary?
John from Baronia.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good, Johnny.
Similar call to the first one. This idiot was just driving in and out of lanes, cutting everyone off. I ducked into the shops. And I come back out and I saw him just down the road having to push his car into a servo because he ran out of fuel.
didn't help him, Johnny?
No, not at all. It's just a horn and wave.
That's funny. Bill, yes. That's funny.
That is good. That is good.
Big sucked in. One more. Hiker from Whittlesea.
Hiker.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Hiker.
How are you?
German?
Yeah, German.
Say, Jim, I know me German.
Thank you, Bill. Hiker. Sucked in, Hiker?
Yeah, not me, but my husband. I took him. He is an Aussie, and I took him to Germany in winter.
Yes.
And he thought it's beautiful to be in the snow and everything, but he walked out the door, the camera in one side, the jacket in the other side. He went ass overhead, all the stairs down, and I nearly died, and my mother and I, we stood there and kicked ourselves laughing. It was so hilarious.
I got every second word. But, say arse overhead again, hiker.
Huh?
Say arse overhead again. That was good. Say it again.
Well, you're an arse overhead.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, how good. Oh, well, that's like when you fell off your bike.
Yeah.
In Central Park.
No, that wasn't funny.
No, it was. Nabil, no, you're right, it wasn't funny.
No.
It was hilarious.
Hiker's husband, Jim.
Oh, I love it.
Camera.
I know. Jacket.
Jacket.
Arse overhead.
Arse overhead.
And she cacked herself with her mum.
With her mum.
That is golden. Oh. All right, so, Bill, that's a good bank.
Mm, I want to give away two prizes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you will have to get two
prizes.
Well,
we've got to give one to our Does Muck Nish.
What does that mean?
Well, it's German, Jim.
You're just coming out with the only German phrase you know.
Oh, also,
I wouldn't go any more with that. I'd just get Hiker back on.
Hiker has a prize.
Hiker,
thank you so much. A grilled healthy burger because they're fueling athletes everywhere, including your husband. You get a $100 voucher. Thank you very much. Oh,
well, thanks, Hiker.
What's happened to her?
Yeah, that's Machtnix. That was good, Bill.
Yeah, see?
What does it mean?
Thank you, Hiker. Well done. Keep listening.
I'll tell you what we're doing. That's brilliant, Hiker. I'll tell you what we're going. Yeah, but we're going a double female because Nicole's kid who called her a picklehead walked into the mirror. That's funny.
And you can't share this one with your son. It's a St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher. You can get winning beers from select Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria. $100 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher for you, Nicole.
Gotcha.
Well done, Nick. We need more because there's some good ones there, Jim. That was a well done. Good topic.
Every time it lands on the golden stuff just flows.
Listen to it. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
So our mate Daisy,
yes,
who of course was a wonderful footballer for Carlton prior to that Collingwood Premiership player.
I think he's the only player to play 100 games for both.
Both clubs.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So he's a star, of course. Heater, he's sure.
He's sure.
Another star, former Collingwood and then GWS.
250 games.
Unbelievable. And Georgie Parker, of course, do the Sunday Session.
They do.
Now on the recent edition of the Sunday Session, mm-hmm. they decided to list the five players, coaches, and media types that they would like to have a Sunday session with.
Oh.
In other words, a beer with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So I think it was Daze Hose who did the players.
Yes, he did.
And it was Ben Cousins.
Yep.
Max Gawn.
Yep.
Bailey Smith.
Mm.
Toby Smith. Green. But you can have a guess who the number one was.
Not Froffies. Froffies, mate.
He's universally known now as the number one man. Which I like.
I thought Maxie would have. He's certainly up there, but he's in the top five.
Well, there's so the top five.
Yeah, good.
And that speaks for itself.
Bailey Smith.
Bailey Smith.
What would you bring him along for?
Well, I don't know whether he'd have a beer, Bailey, would he?
No.
He looks like he'd be too sort of clean living.
Might have a couple of friends, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. And then Heath Shaw went down the coach's path.
Oh.
So the five coaches you'd like to have
now,
a beer
this
with.
Is interesting. What's he gone
Luke
with?
Luke Beveridge. I reckon Bevo would be good company to have a beer with.
Have a beverage with
you just,
Luke.
With all five of these, you just got to get them to lighten up a bit.
Yes,
they
well.
Tend to, they have to be pretty straight, the coaches.
Yes.
But this next one interests me.
Right.
Chrissy Fagan.
Fags.
I would not have had Fags at the front of my list of blokes to have a beer with. I would have thought he'd more have a port beside the fire later at night, Fags.
Because he's old. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Right. No doubt about that. Simon Goodwin.
Yes, Goody.
Well,
you saw him on fire on someone's shoulder.
And not just then, in a past life, Bill.
Yes.
He's quality, Goody, so there's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Matty Nix is interesting.
Nix.
Because I see Nixie as being pretty
straight. You do.
But I don't know him at all. No. Well, Heater probably does. So
Matty Nix.
And Chris Scott.
Scotty.
Is at the top of his tree.
Well, he won't be having a beer.
He'll have a red.
He'll have a red.
He loves his
and
red.
And a bottle.
No, but he is ripper company, Chris Scott. You have a glass of red.
I've never had a wine with him. No.
And I have. He's quality. That's a good. But anyway.
Yes.
We say all that as a build-up to the media types, which was Georgie's domain. Mm.
Georgie Parker.
And this is how it went.
The top five media and maybe AFL people that you'd want to be having a beer with. Tony Cochran, he's an absolute crazy man. He's obviously the CEO of
the Gold Coast.
He's crazy. Gil McLaughlin, I think that you'd have some pretty nice McLaren Vale Shirazes with him, wouldn't you? Sam Newman, imagine the stories that Sammy Newman.
And you go on his boat.
You go on his boat, you can play with his golf simulator, all his nice cars. Bruce McAvaney, just because he's the absolute goat. And Billy Brown, let's have a look at him. You'd have a few beers with Billy.
I often have a few beers with Billy.
Well, I just had one with him Friday, Daisy. But well done, Georgie, Jim.
How do you get?
Here's a late call up for sucked in, Jim. Oh! I see no Jim Brayshaw. Sucked in. Well done, Georgie. How would that go, the five of us? Tony Cochran, Gil, Sam and Bruce.
Well,
that'd be interesting. And Georgie, of course.
That would be very interesting, actually.
Oh, good on you. I'm going to take Georgie up on
you end up at the top of any list. Unless it's the biggest dingbat.
No.
Because then I'm putting you in pretty much number one.
Good bloke.
Well, we've all had, he doesn't drink anymore, but we've all had lots of sessions with the enforcer.
Ooh.
And I can assure Georgie that it is magnificent. When he gets rolling with
the
stories
end, Jim,
that will never see the light of day, will they?
When he gets to 25, 30.
Oh, my God.
Look out.
Bill, and what he comes out with, and you'll never hear it because they're unprintable.
Yes.
That, it is as good as it gets.
Oh, upstairs.
Isn't it? You just put you put your feet up on the couch and start listening.
Under the
Bill, no thanks.
I'm going to follow that up with Georgie.
Oh, yeah, righto.
Stand by, Jim.
I didn't think she said it for that reason. Host.
She changed her mind, I think.
Do you want some footy news or a goal?
Well, next footy news and then Bailey Fritz second hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's can't listen to radio. Bailey Fritz not far away. We also have to pull Bill into line.
Oh, no.
I know. Why? I'm going to tell you why in about 20 minutes.
All right.
Your behaviour, we only tolerate it for 1 month a year, and you've already snuck it into the first half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up shortly.
Good boy, Billy. Well done.
No, not other way.
Now some news, some footy news around the traps. Injury update at Richmond, Jim.
Mm.
Dusty Martin, of course, has been training with us for a week and a half. Last Friday, he completed a big session. So he might be ready to go, Jimmy boy, this week.
I'm reading into that. He's playing.
And guess who they play?
Collingwood.
At the MCG. Traditional.
That's a Triple M game too. We're doing that Saturday afternoon. That will be a belter.
So look out for Dusty to play this week. Dion Prestia, can he find an injury? Poor old...
Achilles or what is it?
Well, it's got here ankle, Achilles, illness.
Oh, no.
Three of them.
All three.
Hey, what about that? Richmond talking about leaving Punt Road if they're not there.
I'm not hearing that.
Well,
they've hosed that down very quickly. Not leaving. No.
Not me.
Oh,
no.
I thought you.
But I poo-poo it.
The rumour down.
I know they did, Jimmy boy. Also at Sydney, three players in contention this weekend. Tom Hickey, the ruckman.
Yes, big Tommy.
Welcome back. Paddy McCartan, good to see
that
him
is
back.
Good.
And maybe Logan McDonald, but Bunny kicked six on the weekend. He's going nicely indeed. And they have signed Justin McInerney. He's a good player, this kid. Very good player. Four-year extension there at Sydney, and he is a star. So well done to the Swannies there, Jim.
And as Horse pointed out at the press conference when they announced that, he is a great pick, taken lower down in the draft.
44?
So their recruiting people have gone and found him.
Yep.
And he is a legitimate star.
I reckon he's down Mount Eliza
way. That way?
Yeah, I reckon.
So you get a kid that good at 44, credit to your recruiting and list management staff.
Yes.
So well done.
What are you bringing?
Well, because the next person we're talking about is the other end of that spectrum. He was taken number one overall, who you'd expect to be a star, but he bloody is, Jason Horne-Francis.
Yes.
And he has been given the NAB Rising Star nomination for round seven. Loving my time down here at North. He's told reporters we're heading in the right direction. We know it's a long journey, but all the players and coaching staff really want to get better. But have a listen to this, Bill.
I'm listening.
7 games into his career, he's averaging 19 disposals, 11 of them contested, with 5 clearances.
Yeah.
4.6 clearances.
And he's hard.
Bill, he's spending all his time now on the ball.
Exactly.
I think round one and two he might have snuck forward a bit, but now he is legitimately playing AFL footy as an inside midfielder at 18.
I just hope North can keep him, Jim. Jim?
Loving my time down here at North. Heading in the right direction. We know it's a long journey, but all the players and coaching staff really want to get better.
Heading in the right direction.
What do you think that's saying?
So what do you reckon he's... was going
to
say.
What that says to me is he ain't going anywhere. 7 games in, he's enjoying. Bill, North Melbourne don't lose players they want to keep. Never have.
They haven't?
Josh Gibson might be the only example of someone who they were keen to hang on to who left. They've got no problem with that.
3rd of May at 5:11. I'm writing it down, putting it in the time capsule.
Tool bag.
Horn back to South Australia.
No. Happening, Bill.
You heard it
not
first.
Not here.
You heard it first here.
Horn, not leaving. Rubbo?
Rubbo, yes.
All right, let's get going because Bailey Fritch we have back into this hour.
Very nice.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cume.
No, it isn't.
It's Triple M. All
right, so...
Hi, Jim.
This is how this show works and has worked for the best part of 11 years.
When you're on it.
And yeah. That is we... which is code for I, allow you to do lunches in September.
Yes.
Hence the reason why you called lunches brownless.
Or bins.
Well, then you called yourself bins because you said that the bins go out earlier, which they actually don't.
No, they don't either.
But, Bill,
yes.
we allow you to do lunches in September.
Yes.
Knowing fully well that your broadcasting will drop off enormously.
Not at me best.
No.
No.
So you come in, you're not focused, you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about.
I don't.
And everyone sort of listens in September and goes, well, you know what? He's probably been to a lunch. So that's why.
Forgivable.
Mm.
I don't breast the tape.
No, at all.
No.
No, Bill, you're not moving at that point. But we sort of go, you know what? Yes. This is part of what this show has always been exactly about, an old September.
That's what
lunch is brownless. So this is what worries me.
What? What?
Well, last week, you brought it up, not me.
It's only May.
Last week was April.
It was, Jim.
Yeah. And so I had to go to Perth to work. Oh. So we had a meeting.
Yes, we did.
All of us had a meeting and said, right, for Friday's show, we need to do some pre-recording Thursday before the show.
Yep.
Some pre-recording Thursday after the show and some pre-recording Friday morning before I get in the plane so we can put a product together for the Friday show.
Who was present at that meeting?
Whitney, myself, Rabs, Hose, and yourself.
Well, was I there?
Don't me. Because
hang on, Hose, was I there?
Well, there can be meetings in many fashions. So there's discussions that are held in studios, there's phone calls, and there's texts, but it's a meeting.
Anyway,
I wasn't
so
there.
So yes. What happened was,
what happened?
Good, we'll do some here, we'll do some stuff there, we'll do some stuff there.
Sorted.
And then Whit gets back to me.
Yes.
And says, we can't do any pre-recording anywhere in there.
Why?
I said, why not? And she said, because Bill's got a lunch Thursday, then he's got a dinner, he's got to speak at Thursday night, and then he's got another lunch Friday, so he's not available to record anything. So that's April.
No,
so therefore a whole show had to go to air.
Yes.
With yourself and
Daisy, which was
because you weren't available to work any other time of the day.
So now I'm getting played.
So then,
yeah, see what he does.
That's amazing.
So then, Hose, today I'm getting ready to come in here. Whit rings me and she says, "All right, we've got blah 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 and blah that we've got to get ready for today's show."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Whit, I've got a 2 o'clock Tuesday every week Zoom 7. For the Friday night footy. That's my only commitment. As soon as that's finished, I will be in here
straight in."
Yeah,
yeah.
And then
eating your lunch here at the desk,
working.
That's how time strapped you
are. That's it, Hose.
Well, at least you got lunch.
So then, Whit gets back to me again, and she goes, "Don't hurry." I said, "Why not? Bill's at a lunch. He's going to battle to get here by 4.
No.
Oh, oh, what?
And I said, "That's when we start on air."
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's not even here for a meeting.
Yeah.
So this is what's today, the 2nd of May, 3rd of May.
3rd, Jim.
So there's your 4th lunch.
Well,
in 5 days, and it's May.
Hang on, how many did you have today?
Jim, because it just wasn't one lunch.
You had 2 lunches.
2 lunches today. I was popular.
Fat.
Popular.
This is the 3rd of May.
I know, Jim. It's going to be a long year.
Hey, Bill, an extraordinarily long year.
It's going to be a long year, Jim.
Bill, here's my – I'm now speaking on behalf of, Grant.
Oh, Grant's my mate. He doesn't
know
you.
I'm speaking on behalf of
Grant.
And Dave.
CEO.
And our CEO and Dave Cameron.
Oh, that high.
And Dan. So I'm going all the way down when I say we pay you enough.
Jim.
All right, so the 750 cash or whatever the hell you're pocketing going to these pox-ridden lunches doesn't justify the shite you then serve up on air.
You know who he went to the second lunch with?
First lunch was the maths.
All of the other people at the lunch, James.
I should get in the
were
paper
from
with
maths.
This one. Jim, it was a photo
married
opportunity.
Married at first sight. All of them.
You, look at
no
you.
No one else.
Jackie Epstein's one
and
of
maths
our friends.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
No, it was for a very important meeting, and that was a freebie, Jim, so don't say
was
money.
Oh, it was a freebie.
And then the second
lunch. Nothing you do is free.
RACV Club, that's nice.
Oh, that was free?
No, it was a freebie, oh! Yes. And I'm not allowed to talk about it.
You are
a
bull artist.
I had to pay for parking.
Oh no. God. I had to pay for what? $7 for parking.
Have you been to the RACV club here in the city?
I have.
Not $7, let me tell Bill. You. So I had two lunches, but I got them over with, had two Diet Cokes, and I'm back here reporting for work, Your Honour.
We pay you enough.
Oh, Jim, if I could even just start talking about yourself not turning up.
Bill, the amount that you get every month deposited into your bank is enough to stop you doing lunches and getting you here in the sort of nick we need you to be in to broadcast.
Jim, there was a cake. You know the cake? Between you and I for the rush hour, you get a very big chunk of that cake.
Thank God.
Poor old Fat gets a couple of crumbs.
Yours is a cupcake.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll stop eating the crumbs.
Anyway, we're here and we're all right to go. What's up next, Hose?
Fritchie. You got Bailey Fritch coming up next, and straighten up and ask him some decent questions. No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
The Demons are absolutely on fire at the moment.
Our next guest has been a goal-kicking machine for the Ds, including bagging a half dozen in last year's granny.
Bailey Fritch coming up for goal number 6 in a grand final. The Fritch has got 6.
So hopefully, now Billy won't insult his heritage.
What is Fritch, by the way?
German.
German?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. How?
What is that? That's an American Indian.
Please welcome Bailey Fritch.
Fritchie, always good chatting to you. Just top of the tree, what's the view like from up there?
Thanks for having me on, boys. It's it's not too bad. Obviously, had Hawthorn on the weekend and they threw a few challenges at us, but it was good to come away with the 4 points after a bit of an interrupted week.
Yeah, it was indeed. Even injuries and illness still doesn't hurt the Demons, Jim. But I tell you what is good, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
When you're 7-0, going to training, it's good fun, isn't it, Fritchie?
Yeah, it is great. Obviously, coming in after a loss, I've been in over the years, and it's not the greatest vibe. But when you come in after 4 points on the board, it's a bit cruisy, and obviously still learning a lot while winning, which is great as well.
Even enjoyable going down to Casey to train.
Oh, surely not,
Fritchie.
Yeah, down at Cranbourne, one or two times a week, depending on what sort of break we've got. So once you get down there, the facilities are unbelievable, and we love it down there.
Love it down there. Are you still out at Coldstream?
No, I'm actually living in Warrenwood now, but get out to Coldy and watch when I can. So
where's Warrenwood, Fritchie?
It's out that way, isn't it?
In between Warrandyte and Ringwood.
So how far have you moved in towards the city, the big smoke?
Well, I lived in the city in my first couple of years, now I'm sort of probably halfway in between Coldstream and the city, so it works well for me.
Oh, he loves it. That's good, buddy. You got family there, and you're doing a bit of work. You're doing a bit of handyman work, weren't you?
Yeah, I've got a little electrical business on the side, so that sort of keeps me busy outside of footy, and lets me switch off a little bit, so it's nice just building that with my brother and we've got a bit of work going on, so it's good.
Fritchie,
electronics or something?
Yeah, just all electrical work. So domestic, commercial, just any electrical work, whether you're from a PowerPoint to a light or whatever.
What's its name, please, Fritchie?
It's just Bailey Fritch Electrical. So
he's gone out on a limb, Jim. He's gone.
I like it. I like it.
Don't worry about his brother either.
Exactly. Leave him off. Tell me, how has your life changed since not only winning a premiership but kicking 6 goals? Given the fact that, I don't know if you're aware of this, Fritchie, but Bill played in 4 grand finals and his best return was, what, 2 or 3?
3 or something.
Yeah, Jim. So never got anywhere near 6.
I was more
so
of a team player. I gave him off.
Oh!
Unlike Fritchie, just having
How has your life changed?
Oh, it obviously is a little bit differently. You might get noticed a little bit more in public, but it was obviously a really special time in my life. Obviously, would have loved to have my family and friends there, but unfortunately, we couldn't due to COVID. But that's definitely spurring us all on this year to hopefully try and do it all again in front of, as I said, friends and family, and in front of our fans, more importantly, at the MCG.
Now, I reckon there would have been a few boys post that game that would have got their eye in.
Oh, yes.
Frothies.
Frothies.
For a start.
Frothies, May.
May would have been at the... So I want you to tell me your top three, the podium of who celebrated best in Perth close to the ground?
Third place, old James Harms.
He's the pig chompers. Old teeth.
Yep. Second place, Hibbo.
It's two of them.
We'll give the W to Maisie. He was in fine form and good to be around.
Oh, good man. No touching him, frothies, when it comes to being able to get the after hours done.
He was allowed to have one then, Jim. Unfortunately, he had one day and someone caught it and he got in big trouble. That was just terrible.
What about, as you know, Fritchie, I didn't intend to. But I ended up at your post-match.
You don't.
No. Fritchie knows there. I was not meant to be there.
Gus, where's Gus? Gus.
I went to see my mum and dad, and they ended up in there. Anyway, I was there not long, but when I was there, Big Max grabbed Goody and dropped him on his shoulders. That was quality.
Yeah, I remember, I think I was at the bar at the time, maybe grabbing a beer, and looked back and Goody's on Gorny's shoulders going off, so... that was a bit of a laugh and obviously a pretty enjoyable time for all of us. So it was good to see Goody having a bit of fun.
Bill, Max is 8 foot. What? So by the time you put Goody on top of him,
he would have hit a fan.
It was a skyscraper.
Well, I was on the second level and I could see him. So that just explains a little bit.
How was Goody? Goody was up for it, wasn't he?
Yeah, Goody was loving it. He was dancing a little bit up there. It was good.
Bailey Fridge, good enough to join us on the Rush Hour. We've had a look back, Bill, because they won the flag. And
good on them.
But they're 7-0. What are you doing differently right now, Fritchie, than maybe you did this time last year, the Demons?
Oh, I think our games, obviously, we've been winning, but we're still finding so many different ways to improve, which is a real positive for us. Obviously, we'd like to spend a little bit more time in our forward half, and that's something we're working really hard on at the moment. And a little bit of forward half connection as well to try and kick a few more snags. So, obviously, going along nicely, 7-0. But, yeah, as I said, still learning a lot as well.
Ben Brown's been a very handy pickup, hasn't he, Bailey?
Yeah, it's. I was actually having a laugh with him the other day. When he's jumping at the ball from foot to top of hand, it's. I don't think there's anyone in the competition that would be that high. So, when he's jumping at the ball like he does and he's juking him, it's pretty hard to stop and very powerful for us.
Yeah, what about little Cozzy Pickett, who we all love, but he likes to have a fly, Bill.
You're good on him.
When the ball's in the air. Well, it's good on him unless Bailey's got his man done and is about to take a pretty simple overhead mark. Do you just say to Coz, listen, when I've got my man done, you can bugger off?
No, I'm always backing him in. I love the way he goes about it. He backs himself in and he's definitely going to take mark of the century one day, he's definitely flying at training flat out and working on that. So he's going to reel one in pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, let him jump, Jim. Let him go for it.
Oh, they're listening to you.
Are you best mates with Kristen Salem? Because I heard this. Did you wear his boots with number 3 on them on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm pretty good mates with Salo. So, I sort of needed some new boots. Because we're in between a couple of different facilities at the moment, your packages get lost. So he had a spare pair of boots there, but he'd already put the number 3 on them. So and he goes, oh, well, I think you should wear these. I'm obviously not playing, and I'd love to be out there. So I thought it was a little gesture to him to
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, it is. Bloody hell. Yeah. When is he playing?
He's still doing his rehab at the moment, but I think he's itching closer. I'm not exactly sure on the timeline, but I wouldn't think it'd be much more than 3-4 weeks. So that'll be really exciting to get him back. Obviously, an all-Australian type caliber player and uses the ball really well off half back.
So, Fritchie, for me, that's the excitement with what you're doing. You haven't lost a game. You've held up so well in the back half without Hibbard, without Salem. Mm. Lever has missed games. So May has missed games. So you've had, Petty has also missed. So you've had your big names unavailable from time to time already, and a couple of those haven't played at all, and yet you still haven't dropped a game.
Yeah, I think that obviously speaks volumes of our depth. Obviously, the VFL team's going really well as well. So anyone that comes in, as you've seen on the weekend, Toby Bedford come in. He'd been subbed for 5 weeks and come in and played a massive role for us with pressure and finished a couple of goals as well, which is great to see.
And the NAM Football Club, tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was, we're the first club. NAM is the traditional name for Melbourne. So, I think all the Aboriginal boys were really excited about that for what the club has done. And we're really excited to be known as the NAM Footy Club for a couple of weeks during the Sir Doug Nicholls round.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I've got a drip tray question for you, right? So this is one we have at the pub. Who is the best player right now for the Melbourne Footy Club? Is it Gawn, Petrarca, or Oliver?
I'd have to say Gawny. Gawny, on the weekend especially, it was unbelievable. His marking ability, especially through the back half, saved us a lot. And he's been finishing his work. He loves kicking a goal from outside 50 at the moment.
You know, I'd say Oliver. I'd nearly say Oliver at the minute. Maxie. But you'd know probably Bale's a bit more.
Well, and Bailey, when he does take a mark on 50, there's no point leading or doing anything.
I just do one thing. I just point straight to the goals because I'm just backing him in.
Now, have you added to the menagerie out there? Dogs and cats and horses. It's like Travis Cloak.
And Natalie.
Oh, Bill. Talking about four legs.
We've just got the same amount of dogs as last time I spoke to you boys, so we haven't added anything.
That's four.
Four dogs.
Yeah.
Not two dogs. He's four dogs, Jim.
And any cats?
One cat.
Winter.
Winter, yeah.
Where'd you get the name Winter?
Well, my girlfriend's got a dog named Summer, so we decided to go with Winter for the cat.
Bill.
Oh, mate. That's what happens at Coldstream, Jim.
Oh, no. Now, the Saints' big challenge coming up for you.
Yeah, they're in obviously some great form. We're a bit unlucky on the weekend, but had a lot of scoring shots. So we're definitely going to have to be at our best. I think they're number one for time in forward half. So obviously our defenders are going to be under a lot of pressure. But yeah, hopefully we can relieve that with a few marks and yeah, get it down our end and kick some goals and hopefully get another 4 points.
Trying to get to 60,000 members, Hose?
Or more, because you know, my neighbourhood's covered in the red and the blue, but they need the money. They need paid up members. Yes. So nudging 60,000, but would love to reach 65. So jump on board 1-300-DEMONS or online melbournefc.com.au. Do it.
It's a grand old flag. Why wouldn't you want to be a member if you're a supporter, Bill?
High-flying flag.
Provided them with the silverware, the holy grail. Hey, Fritchie, we've held you up long enough, mate. Great chatting to you. Good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the year.
Too easy. Thanks, guys. Good to come on.
See you, mate.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
What's happening tomorrow, James?
Hump Day Quiz is what's happening tomorrow, Hose, as well as Jay-Z Clark joins us.
Ooh.
One of the best newsbreakers, of course, in the caper, but also all across trading.
Yep.
All across free agency and where they might be heading. All across the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So if your club, unfortunately with me, likely to get a very high draft pick, he's going to be able to tell us who that's going to be, who's looking good in that space.
Good.
Very good operator, Jay-Z Clark. So
he's all across broccoli prices as well. He's obsessed.
Well, loves that, doesn't he? Supermarket stuff.
Good. Because it used to be hamburger prices.
Let's hope it's he's not hungover, Jim, on the weekend.
Saturday.
Let himself down a touch. Isn't he?
Jay-Z. But he'll be right.
Of course he will. So that's coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. But the joke, Bill.
Good.
Ready?
Yes.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Let's see how much you've switched on.
So this starting well.
My wife kicked me out of the house, Jim, because of my terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. But don't worry, Jim. I'll return.
Hose.
I don't think it's a shit.
How are you laughing at that?
I'll return,
this
Jim.
This is the problem. And then Rabbits is the same. He comes up with that crap and then you start laughing.
Jim, I'll return.
No, Bill. I get it.
I was supposed to say.
Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, because they're terrible
impressions.
Impressions.
It's
not worthy.
Yes, it is.
Of plastic.
I am worthy, Your Honour. Well done, Rose. Good joke, Bill.
Oh, my God. Not a good joke.
I'll return.
No. We'll return tomorrow from 4 with better products than that.
Not guaranteed.
You are the king of the divan.